All the administrative units in the West Nile sub-region have continued to register high crime rates, with Terego District leading from the year 2021 to 2024. According to the West Nile Manifesto implementation findings by the Office of the President, Adjumani registered the highest rate of CCTV camera coverage and usage, with 75% in CCTV footage in capturing crime, while the three districts of Zombo, Madiokolo and Obongi are yet to receive any CCTV coverage. The high crime rate in Terego is attributed to low CCTV coverage in the district of only 5%, and the common crimes are cattle theft and assault. The commonest crimes committed in the region are assault, defilement, land disputes, witchcraft, robbery, domestic violence and theft of livestock. The RDC Zombo Festa Saikobwa says the issue of defilement has a cultural and traditional connotation which the people need to address from one culture to another.
The issue of defilement, I want to talk about it because I also have a serious issue with that. Some of these issues are cultural issues. Why do I say it is a cultural matter? In my district, as per now, the traditional dances can be organized even 3 days, consecutive days at night. And the people who are mostly attending this are these young people. But when you try to say, but why do we do this at night, but they say this is our culture issue. So it has become very difficult at times also to enforce, because we have tried to also engage the cultural leader to really realize that when they are organizing this, it is also affecting the new generation. But that's where the challenge is.
So I took all the RDC Adjumani says school ball games have contributed to defilement cases.
The issue of defilement, some time back, we traced it back to the school system. I happened to work almost in most of the Western districts. The issue realized was when I was studying this pattern, during ball games, you know, during the sporting period, we registered a normal high defilement. And we realized, we even addressed it to education departments in most of the districts where I work, that during this period, instead of schools relocating, you find activity at that place, sometimes they choose a central place, all schools gather there. But in most cases, it's only the post teacher. One or two will go there. Our proposal was, if a sporting activity is taking place in a particular location, the teachers on duty for these various schools, as on their title, must all locate there. Duty as from the school must shift there, such that they manage students or the pupils at that center where they're gathered, just the way they will manage them as they were on duty in their various schools.
Emmy Mitala, the RDC Koboko, says poor parenting and the issue of negotiating defilement at homes for wealth has continued to curtail the fight against defilement.
In 2023, when I had just come, in 1 week we registered 2 very final defilement cases of a 12-year-old defiling a 3-year-old and another 12-year-old defiling a 6-year-old. It was very, very funny. But when we looked at all the culprits and the victims, they were all Sudanese. Now, many people in this area are self-settled refugees. They come from South Sudan, they come from the Congo, and when they go to camps, they get back and settle in the town. And so that life of trauma and other things sometimes, and the deprivation sometimes, do not allow them to have enough facilities. So the children are exposed to so many other things. So the rate of defilement becomes too high.